You're listening to Those Two IM Guys podcast. You'll find interviews, reviews, and interesting topics discussed inside with your hosts, Tony Earp and James Kennedy. So, what are you waiting for? Get inside! Hello, and welcome to Those Two IM Guys, the latest episode with myself, James Kennedy, and my co-host, Tony Earp. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, quite simply, we have lots of people contacting us through private messages all the time, asking us about how do we get started in affiliate marketing. Now, there's so many different ways that you can get started in affiliate marketing. And what we want to do with this conversation is take you from the pitfalls and challenges that we faced in our journey, as well as giving you some hints and tips along the way. So let me pass you over to Tony first of all.
Yeah, hi guys. Welcome to this episode. Hi, James. First of all, let's sort of just discuss what affiliate marketing actually is, because we can't just assume that everybody out there sort of knows that. Yeah. Affiliate marketing is when you promote somebody else's product and you get a percentage of each sale. In its simple terms, that is basically what affiliate marketing is. Yeah. And it's probably, I'm sure James would agree, is the easiest way to start earning an income online, yeah?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that, because as we've spoken our previous episode, you don't have to have a product. You don't have to have a sales funnel. You don't have to have any of these tools. You just need to find the right person that's got the kind of product for your audience. You know, so yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's a very simple way to start building a business and earning an income online. It's as simple as that, James. It's certainly the easiest way I've ever come across. And you know, if you look online, you'll see that the majority of opinions will tell you exactly the same thing. Yeah. And that's for many reasons. But one, when you look at it in its raw state, all you actually need is a really good high converting offer and a traffic source. That's the only two things you need. But as we both know, it's not quite as simple as that.
A traffic source, the elusive traffic source.
Yeah, and there's a few mistakes that new people to affiliate marketing make, and we'll cover those during this conversation, or some of those anyway. And I just say to the viewers, any questions you've got, guys, please post them below the video. You know, we're not going to cover everything in this call, but if you've got any questions that you like answers to, put those comments below the video and myself and James will happily respond to them. Yeah.
And also for those that are listening to us in the podcast, again, put that under the show notes as well, where you can make some comments there as well. We'd love to hear those as well.
Yeah. So, you know, as we've already established, it's definitely one of the easiest ways to start making money online. Now, a pro of that would be that you can make money while you sleep. And that's not a myth, guys. You actually can do that. Con would be that it does take you a while to get started. You know, you need to create yourself an online presence. What I will tell you is a myth, and one of the myths I hear about regularly, James, is, oh, okay, so I've got this high converting offer. I'll send some paid traffic to it. And, you know, I'm going to throw a couple of hundred dollars at paid traffic and it's going to convert and make me a profit. No. Guys, if that's your mindset, change it. You're not going to earn money at affiliate marketing doing that. You need to do a lot of testing with paid traffic to know what converts before you even get to that stage where you can be in profit, yeah? Have you ever done any paid traffic, James, to an affiliate offer?
No, not per se, no. I've used different techniques and softwares to kind of get me organic traffic, which I've paid for, if that makes sense. So in a roundabout way, it is paid traffic, but it's not solo ads or Facebook or YouTube ads or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about YouTube ads, Facebook ads, Google ads, that sort of thing. And let's not forget Bing. You know, Bing actually do ads as well. And they do have quite a big market share. And I think Bing are very overlooked advertising resource sometimes.
Yeah. I'm all the secrets, Tony.
Yeah, but really, if you look at the basic maths of it, you know, if you've got an offer converting at 10% and you spend £100 on ads and it's costing you 10 cents a click or whatever, really, when you look at the basic maths, you should be in profit. Yeah. If 10 people buy your buy the products and you're on 50% commission, you should earn more than you actually spend in ad revenue. Yeah. But it doesn't always work like that, as you know, James. Yeah. Yeah. It's not that math is basic math, but it doesn't add up to that.
No. Tiny tests. And again, test for anybody that I know that is successful with paid ads. They are very, very complex people and they are working these things to the finest details because the slightest little change can vary the percentage of commissions. And if you go in there throwing $100 or $200 or $300 a time, then and you make a mistake, as opposed to most of these guys start off with $1 a day, $2 a day.
Yeah, doubling you can very up quickly, James, you can very quickly find yourself losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it, guys. So be aware of that. Yeah. It's not as straightforward like most things are online when you're saying, you know, push a button, do this. Those things never work, guys. Yeah. It's all about building an online presence. Another thing that a lot of new people to affiliate marketing are not aware of, James, is a lot of the advertising platforms, you know, like Google, Facebook, et cetera, YouTube, et cetera, they don't allow you to directly link to an affiliate offer. You have to go via a bridge page or via your blog or however, you know, whatever your online presence is. And a lot of
a few people burning a lot of
A lot of people new to affiliate marketing don't realize that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I love the concept of paid traffic. And again, this is one of the things that is beautiful about paid traffic, because when you do get an offer, that high converting product, that funnel that obviously converts well, and then you do
work out how much money it's going to cost and you know how to market and promote it at the right place, it's if your $10 becomes $20 tomorrow, you can invest $15, it can become $30, you know, and it's scalable, as opposed to if you're doing organic traffic, like for example right now, just now we've got our YouTube channel and we've got our podcast, and those platforms grow organically with people kind of finding out about our YouTube channel and our podcast, and it grows slowly, as opposed to if you've got the money and the money's converting, you can really ramp things up to a big level if you once you know how it converts. And that's what some of the biggest things are online. I mean, you see these people that are your kind of pretty famous faces that are on your YouTube videos all the time. You know, I was looking and I completely off topic. A self-playing piano came up on the Facebook marketplace. So I wanted to go and look at the actual video for it. And as soon as it came up, an app came up called Simply Piano. So the targeting is so specific to the specific videos that you're watching. And again, if you're someone who sells dog grooming clippers, then you could be sponsoring some clips for Crufts or like French poodle, how to groom a French poodle, you know, and it's things like that. It can be so targeted. So even if you are paying quite a high click-through rate on that kind of stuff, if that audience is 100% your customer, then that can still convert quite well. But do your due diligence, because I know so many people that have made slight mistakes with paid traffic and lost their shirt. And literally, I mean, think they were putting in $1 or $10 and they clicked, it was $100 per day spend. And at the end of the month, they didn't realize they were down thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. So with organic, I would say that from an organic point of view, if you mess up and you don't do well, all it's cost you is your time. But if you're doing paid traffic, it could cost you a lot. Just be careful.
Yeah, and what you're saying there goes hand in glove with what I just mentioned about building an online presence. One of the cheapest ways to do that is to start a blog for yourself. You know, especially if you're using WordPress, it's free. You know, you can get a free theme. It's all about the content. You've got to invest the time in differentiating yourself from everybody else that's promoting out there. So create a quality review video, create quality review content. Yeah. If you do some paid traffic, send it to your blog, to your page about the actual product review, because you won't be able to send it direct to the offer, as we've already established. Yeah. The other great thing about doing that is you can build lead capture in there. So you're capturing the email addresses. Having an email list is not essential, guys, to earning money in affiliate marketing. But, you know, for the long term, you do need to grow your list. Let's make that clear. What obstacle? I mean, you're relatively new to affiliate marketing, James. What's the biggest obstacles that you faced?
Getting good traffic sources, Tony. If I'm being honest, getting the, again, obviously, I've been in the kind of negative spiral where I bought lots of Warrior Plus products, make money, press a button kind of thing, and never really got there. I did then join a high ticket, which gave me a much larger scale view on the whole marketplace.
Yeah.
And that made things much more understandable, because my frustration was, if these people are saying I can press a button and get money tomorrow, how's that not working for me? So my frustration
has always been the time that it takes to build the audience. So as you rightly say, it does take time. And that has been my biggest frustration, because I've now got a subscription of about 1,250 subscribers on my own YouTube channel. But that's took me well over a year to get there. Again, I've got about less than 500 buyers on my list. It's not a massive list when you compare yourself to some of the gurus out there that have got 50, 100,000 subscribers. Yeah,
you're making a start and growing your list. You know how important it is. I mean, the old saying online is the money's in the list, and that's still the case today. It's still true. It's still a true statement. So, it is very important that you do start building your list if you want longevity in affiliate marketing or in online marketing in general. I think that, as we know, there's lots of different affiliate platforms out there, James, JVZoo, Warrior Plus, ClickBank, to name three. A lot of the big companies have their own affiliate schemes as well. What I would say to you to start with, promote products you use, you like, and you trust them, you know? That's really important, because that's going to, because you use those products, it's going to really come over in your review videos and in your content.
Yeah,
I'm glad. It's a great way to get started. Yeah,
I'm glad you pointed that out, Tony, because I think everybody kind of hopefully knows I'm quite an excitable person already. I'm quite passionate about what I'm doing, and I get really excited. And again, see, when I'm promoting something
that I actually use,
yeah,
I just convert way more, because it's like, listen, guys, I've bought this. This is not me getting review access to this. I've been using this for the last year. And you know what? Here, I'm going to start sharing my screen. This is how I use it. Boom. This is what I do here. This is how I do it. And you actually, I go through more tutorial than review, I suppose. Because one of the tools that I use and you use as well, Commission Guerrilla, I'm quite passionate about that product, because it just makes my life so much easier, because I can create a generic template for a bridge page, you know, a bonus page. And then I can just clone that page and then just change the bonuses and change the branding and things. And it just saves so much time. But this is the really nice part. If it was a product that I was creating to give away, or I was releasing a product or something, I can then take an import code and give other people that bonus page and access to those bonuses to use for their promotion. And obviously, if they've got that Commission Guerrilla platform, then they can just import that and even add more in if they choose to. And it's just such a great tool. Things like that, when I get excited, because it's not about the money. It saves me. It's the time. And I think you'll agree, Tony, that the most valuable thing that any of us will ever own is more time. You can always make more money. You can't get back more time.
Yeah. Don't want to keep using cliches, but time is money, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, James. And guys, I'm just saying this to you, obviously, to the viewers. What James is saying is spot on. And it's really important that you do offer good bonuses, because people do bonus hunt. It's a fact of affiliate marketing.
Me too.
James does it. I do it. You know, if I'm going to buy something, I want to get the best bang for my buck. So I will look for the best bonuses. And
I've got a two-prong attack on this, and I'll share it with you. If the bonuses are muchness out there, I'll always buy it from somebody that I know, like, and trust. So, for example, if I'm looking for a graphic product, and I know that you're promoting it, Tony. Even if I've got your bonuses, if don't be wrong, I'll be honest, we're friends, we're business partners, but if somebody else has got better bonuses than you, I'm going to buy it from them because.
James, I'm absolutely gutted. Seriously.
But you know you'd do the same yourself, so I'm okay with that. But again, I mean, I bought a product literally a couple of days ago that I didn't actually want the product. I wasn't even interested. I thought the product was okay, wasn't interested in the product at all. However, the bonuses were going to help me with kind of local niche extraction, getting kind of contacts in local niches and helping with a few tools there.
So I bought this purely for this company that was offering these bonuses specifically for what I was looking for, because the bonuses I was considering buying anyway, but they had turned up in this bonus package. I thought, well, I'll just get them free. I'll take it because, you know, so that's what happened.
Offering bonuses is super important, James. We can't get away from that. But again, guys, you can use PLR products for your bonuses. There's some lots of great, very affordable PLR sites out there. And to differentiate yourself from the people, because you will get the same people offering the same bonuses, you know, take the time to rebrand the cover art and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So even though it's the same product, when people look at it on your bonus page, it's going to look like it's a completely different product, even though the content's going to be the same. Yeah. So that's a really quick and easy way for you to just invest a little bit of time and, you know, amend the graphics, update the graphics to be able to offer unique bonuses. Yeah.
And if you want to take it to a slightly deeper level, Tony, if it's a subject that the bonus, the PLR product is on that you know about, and it's something that you've got quite good knowledge in. Yep. So like I'm quite good with graphics and things like that. So if it was a product on graphics, and I would actually go and read that personally. And then if there was anything that had changed or been updated or something that I thought that I could then put in a slight update on that, then that product would become even more so you. But if you don't have those skills or you don't have any knowledge in that, then please don't mess about with it. But just changing the graphics, as Tony says, can be a quick fix to making it look like a brand new shiny product. And we all like brand new shiny things, you know. That's just the way it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. And these sort of bonuses, James, are easily accessible via the PLR sites.
Mm.
You know,
and they're very, very cost effective.
It's not going to cost you a fortune to get some really valuable bonuses. Yeah,
I mean, there is some. I don't even know if I've got any links for it. If we have, I'll maybe put something below later on in the notes. But there's a couple of PLR groups that you pay maybe $20 or $30 just to join one off fee, and that gives you access to maybe like 10,000 different PLR products, you know.
Yeah, there's a few different really good ones that are one-time payment.
Yeah.
And not only do you get access to all the current hundreds and thousands of PLR products, but you'll get all the new ones that they add usually every month. Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's a continuing great resource at your disposal. But as I said, you know, just a few minutes ago, differentiate your bonuses from everybody else's by taking the time, invest some time in redesigning the graphics. You know, there's lots of free graphic tools out there, guys, that make it super simple for you to do this, yeah? But that will make your bonuses stand out compared to everybody else's, because bonuses are important. We can't get away from that.
And also unique bonuses. I mean, something that you, if, for example, you have got a knowledge in anything in particular that could relate to this subject, you know, you could actually just do a tutorial YouTube video, literally a YouTube tutorial video. You unlist it. So it means that obviously only the people that buy it through you get linked to this YouTube video. And it could be anything at all. I mean, like, I came across a guy a week or two ago, and what he was doing, the guy was in India, I believe, and he was actually doing review. He actually done site testing. Actually, he'd found a source where this company wanted people to go and test other people's sites, and he get paid so much for that. Now, it wasn't life-changing money, but it was like maybe $20 or $30 a site. Now, if the person that you're talking to in your YouTube video or whatever the bonus page is of the review, whatever you're doing, and you tell them about this other simple way where they can make an extra $60 to $90 a day doing some something, you know. Now, $60 or $90 a day might not be life-changing to you personally, but that could be the difference from that person feeding their family that little bit better, or covering their mortgage that month, or paying their rent, or maybe it's just that little bit extra that they can afford to buy a car, you know, or pay for their car insurance that they can't now afford because they've had to now work from home or something like that. You don't know other people's situations, and having that little skill to kind of share a little kind of value spot like that, that shows them how to make an extra few bucks for doing not an awful lot, could be absolutely the real thing that makes them tip over the edge to buy that product from you and nobody else.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I'd be the first to agree that if you're sort of an expert or semi-expert in any sort of topic or subject, what James has said is spot on. You know, use those skills, add something of value to your review that people are going to get benefit from, so that they buy through you and not through somebody else. Yeah. I think the key things with affiliate marketing, especially when you're using the organic traffic strategy, James, is be consistent with your reviews. Don't just expect to do one review a month and get, you know, thousands of visitors to your website and earn thousands of dollars. It's not going to happen, guys. You need to be consistent, and don't be salesy or spammy. You know, do proper, genuine, heartfelt reviews, what you actually think about the product, you know, the pros, the cons, you know, what you like about it, what you don't like about it, et cetera, et cetera. As we've already established, offer some good bonuses and brand them to differentiate yourself from everybody else. And trust me, it will make a massive, massive difference to the sales that you get and the conversions. Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, I think when you kind of start building your tribe, I know it's bandied about all the time, create your tribe, you know, but really you're going to find people that are going to relate to you, because, you know, like Tony lives in the beautiful part of the south, down in Devon, you know, and he likes football. I live in Scotland and I like wrestling. You know, we're different. So again, it's kind of when you find people, and again, I know it's not related to the thing, but when people start to get the feel for you, and people then gravitate towards people like them. And if you're like them, then they like you. It's just one of those things. And again, that sales, as Tony says, see, when you start being too salesy, then it's apparent that you're clearly promoting this product just for the commission, and you don't really give a rat's backside about what the product does for the person. And that's the big, big problem. So many people are doing that every day, and it's like, well, if I'm going to buy it, your bonus package best be the best package out there. However, if Tony, for example, is a guy that you know that's got credibility and offers a good bonus package, but you know that he's actually promoting this product because he knows that it's a good product and it's good for his audience, then even if you don't buy it through him, at least he knows that he's done you a good solid service by sharing more information on that, you know. But when you start creating loyalty, more people are more likely.
Yeah, James, when you're an established marketer, it's a completely different ballgame, isn't it? Because you've already built up that relationship over a long period of time. When you're new to affiliate marketing, adding the human touch to your reviews is super important. It's really important.
Absolutely. You need to work so much harder than the other guy.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, and as I say, you know, adding that human touch, consistency, offering good bonuses, promoting products you believe in, all these should be on your checklist of things to do, yeah? One of the biggest questions I get asked, and I'll ask you about this first, obviously, because you probably experienced what I'm going to say. How did you find getting accepted, you know, when you requested to promote products? How did you, in the early days, how did you get received? You know, were you accepted easily, or did you struggle?
Honestly, I found it to be an absolute nightmare to get started, because there's so many people out there not doing it well. And obviously, and this is something that a lot of people think, well, why would someone not want me to promote their product? And this is one of the things that I find. Now, I'm looking forward to you kind of giving some.
Yeah, I will expand on that for you. I'll tell you exactly why that is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to expand on. Okay. But you carry on.
The biggest reason why people get rejected from, you know, get turned down for promoting a product, especially on platforms like, you know, ClickBank, JVZoo, Warrior Plus, etc., is because when let's as an example, James, I've got a product, you request to promote it, I see your affiliate request come through. Okay. So what those platforms give me as a vendor, they give me certain data on your performance, your previous performance as an affiliate, like the number of sales and other stats, yeah, which are important for a vendor to know. Now, as a general rule, if somebody's got 50 sales or above and they've got a below a 5% refund rate, for most vendors, that'll be an instant acceptance. If you don't have that, which you're not going to do in the early days of affiliate marketing, you need to reach out to the vendor. There's an area where you can put a, you know, a paragraph of,
excuse me,
bless you, a paragraph of text explaining who you are, you know, why you want to promote, how you're going to promote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The biggest problem I see with new people to affiliate marketing is they always pretty much put the same thing. I've got a YouTube channel of, these are people with no sales, by the way. Yeah. Zero sales. I've got a YouTube channel that gets 200 visitors a month, or I've got 50,000 subscribers, but they've got no sales. Yeah. And I'm going to send loads of organic social media, YouTube traffic to your offer. That's not what a vendor wants to hear.
Conversion rates,
especially
through the
floor. especially if it's a launch, James, because the way the vendor is looking at that is, this person is going to send thousands of clicks to my offer that are not targeted. It's not targeted traffic, and they're absolutely going to kill my conversions, which is going to put other top affiliates off from promoting. Yeah, that's the reality of it. That's why you're not getting accepted, guys.
So how would you, if you were going to, and I'm asking you, because obviously you've been doing this a lot longer than me, Tony, as a newbie, imagine me starting out fresh today, would you approach that with a message that was a lot more honest? Obviously, I know that some of the vendors have got thousands of people contacting them on a daily basis, and I wonder, do they actually read these replies, or do they just quickly look at the stats, or how
James,
would you...
When I tell you, on my last launch, and I'm not even joking when I say this, I got affiliate requests from over 300 affiliates that I couldn't even accept. And all the notes were pretty much the same. I don't know if somebody's out there teaching people this, but if they are, you want to be unsubscribing from these people, guys, because they're not doing you any favors. Yeah. There's a correct way to approach a vendor, and the way I've just explained is not the correct way. Reach out to the vendor, be honest with them. Say, look, I'm a new affiliate. I don't have any sales on JVZoo, on Warrior Plus, on ClickBank, but I really love your product. I'd love to promote it. And again, don't even bother asking for review access at that point, because they're not going to give it you guys. Yeah? Usually the 50 sale rule and the under 5% refund rate applies across the board. Yeah. Once you achieve that level, then you're likely to get review access. Yeah. Once you start making sales for that vendor, next time they launch, they'll give you review access.
Yeah. Can I just say something, Tony?
Sorry. Approval, James, you know?
I was going to say the thing about the review access, and it's not because they don't want to give you it. It's the fact that there's so many people that are just contacting them, absolutely chancing their arm. They want the product for free.
Yeah, they don't want to promote. They have no intention of promoting.
They just want the product for free, and that's why that is. Sorry to interject there, but it was in case people were wondering why.
What you've said there is spot on. That's exactly why me as a vendor and other vendors will not give review access in that scenario.
We've just glitched up a little bit.
It just looks like someone wants a product for free, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you catch all that, yeah?
Yeah, I caught that. Yeah, you lagged, and then it kind of done that. Speed up.
Personally, what I did in the early days, and what I would suggest our viewers do, or anybody watching this who's
listening
to affiliate or listening who's getting into affiliate marketing, yeah, I always forget that, is. When you approach a vendor to promote, be honest with them, explain you're a new affiliate, you don't have any sales on that platform, but you know, you're even give them a link to your review post. Yeah, you can still review the product without having access to it, because they're bound to have a sales page or whatever. If you look on munchai.com, every single launch on Warrior Plus, ClickBank.
Yep, froze up again, Tony.
Yeah, they're all on there, guys.
If you just got to Warrior Plus and ClickBank, then you froze. So anything you said after that, we didn't get.
On munchai.com, you will find pretty much all the main launches for the whole year. Yeah, so you can go there. You can, if you're interested in a product, you'll be able to get access to the JV page, the JV doc, and that will give you all the information you need to be able to do your review video, guys. You don't need access to the product necessarily, yeah, even though it does help. But what I was going back to saying, that's why you're not going to get review access in that scenario when you're a new affiliate marketer, James, yeah? It's just not going to happen because, as we've established, it just looks to the vendor like you just want the product for free. Yeah, especially would you give someone access to your products if it said zero sales on their application?
No, definitely not. And what I will say here is, obviously, if you've got access to the Munchai document, okay, and then you click on that to the JV document, inside the JV document, sometimes and quite often, actually, there is an account that's been set up with the review access. Not always, but it is. But what I will definitely say is something for me, see if you contact me asking for review access after I know that I've got review access in the JV document. I know that you're not serious and I would probably just kind of ignore you from future because you've not paid any real attention to my product. You've not looked at the JV document. You've not looked at the JV page. You know, you've not actually done your due diligence, your research.
Yeah, but yeah, again, you're right. On most JV documents, you will find JV review access, a generic one, and after launch they usually close that account down.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to, you'll be able to access the products or the software for review purposes, but you won't keep access to that after the launch. They'll just close that account down because it was purely for launch purposes. Yeah. But what you will find on every JV document or JV page is a demo of the product or the software, and you can use that when you do your review video. Include that at the end of your video. So, okay, guys, following me is the demo video. Please carry on and watch that.
Can I ask you, obviously, and it's just from a YouTube analytic type thing. YouTube tends to like videos that last less than 20 minutes. If your review was like 10 or 15 minutes long and that video was another 10 or 15 minutes long, would you make that one long video or would you then say, I've dropped it down below on my bonus page?
I think that depends on your status with your YouTube account to a certain degree, James, because some people allow longer videos than others. So right. All I would say is if you find that your review video and the demo video are too long together, just do it as a separate video, but mention that they'll find the demo video below.
Right, excellent. I was just curious on that because...
Again, you can put that demo video below your review video on your blog post or your bonus page or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
What I would say, just going back to being honest with vendors when you're requesting approval to promote, you know, like I was saying, explain that you're a new affiliate. Explain that you don't mind going on delayed commissions. And all that means is that you're prepared to wait till after the refund period before you get paid. Trust me.
It's usually a JVZoo thing, isn't it? That's not a Warrior Plus thing.
With most JVZoo, Warrior Plus, etc. But that will go a long way with vendors. That will go a long way with vendors, James, to see that you know you're serious about what you're doing, and you want to prove to them that you can make you know sales that are going to stick before you get paid. Yeah.
I've always found honesty is the best policy in every walk of life. But again, this by no exception is affiliate marketing any different. You know, vendors, and just remind them, in my opinion, if I was doing something like that, I would just say, you know, I'm sure you can remember when you were a new affiliate, you know what this is like. So I appreciate your support on this. And I will promise not to send you rubbish traffic and obviously give you a good, obviously I might not send you hundreds of sales, but I'll do the best I can to give you the best quality leads, should I say. I couldn't get that word out there.
As a new affiliate, James, approaching vendors in the way I'm suggesting is going to do two things. One, every sale you make, you might not be getting paid till after 30 days, yeah, but every sale you make is then adding towards your 50 that most vendors are looking for. Two, you're building up credibility with that vendor. So next time, they're likely to put you on automatic approval for their next launch.
Yeah, excellent. Great advice. So,
because, you know, that would be my advice to anybody that's getting into affiliate marketing that's new, yeah? Or struggling to get approved for to promote products, yeah?
Yeah, and I was going to say as well, I mean, this is like that big rock, that massive rock, the big boulder that's just really, really hard to move at the start. But once you start getting it moving, it's easier and easier and easier as it grows. And remember, this is a business. It's like any other business. Nobody opens a business tomorrow and becomes a millionaire the next day. It takes time. It takes a learning process, if I'm being honest. You know, it's things that you're going to learn. And also, I've mentioned in the past, your network, you know, determines your net worth. Yeah. The bigger the network of better, not biggest isn't always best, but the better quality of like-minded networkers and affiliate marketers that you can get in touch with and you can support, they will then in turn support you, as long as you've got the same kind of mindset.
Yeah. Oh, the other advice I would give new affiliate marketers is mix your promotions up. Don't just do products that are offering a one-time payment. Offer some that are on a subscription basis as well. And I would suggest going for the core tools like autoresponders, Aweber, that sort of thing, that every marketer needs in their basic toolkit, yeah?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, Aweber in particular, James, they've got a great affiliate scheme where you can actually offer a free Aweber account. And I think it's up to a maximum of 500 subscribers.
See, 500 subscribers,
after
I believe, yeah.
That, the person then has to upgrade. And it's at that point where you would start getting commissions. But you're not getting the commissions once, you get them every single month.
Yeah. And so, it might only be a couple of dollars, but you know what?
Exactly. Yeah, it's about mixing your promotions up as well. You know, so look into the core products every marketer needs on the subscription basis, as well as the one-off, one-time payment promotions, yeah.
Definitely. Well, I think this has been very informative, Tony. I think this kind of conversation where people are actually getting these golden nuggets, like having great bonuses, obviously being honest with vendors and just showing them that it's not you're not going to become rich overnight, I think so important, because I think some things it's about managing your expectations. And if you've bought into this BS, you can become rich by pressing this big button here, boom.
Yeah, we covered that in the last video.
I think some things managing that expectation.
Again, James, you know, my general advice would be build up. Then you can scale. Educate yourself about affiliate marketing. Otherwise, you're just going into it blind, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You know, be consistent. That's the key thing. If somebody does two promotions a week on their blog over a year, that's 104 promotions that you potentially are getting organic traffic from. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, YouTube rewards you for consistency as well, because I mean, if I went and done five promotions this week and never done anything for 2 or 3 months, it would be better if, like, I was doing one a week, every week, yeah, as opposed to like splits, because then they can't really learn from you if you're erratic. They want to kind of learn from you and try and reward you. But obviously, the more videos you put up consistently, the better, you know.
And the other top tip I would give people as well, James, is syndicate your content out. You know, don't just put it on your blog and leave it. Syndicate that out. There's lots of really great software tools out there, both free and paid, that can help you do that. So, you know, Google content syndication. And again, make sure you educate yourself about that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely, I know one thing that I've found about affiliate marketing, the thing that what people sell is it's simple, it's easy, it's fast. And the reality is it's not. You've got to educate yourself, as you say, you've got to be patient and consistent. I think if you're patient, consistent, you know, and you're educated, then you can't really fail in this business. But it is a slow growth. But when you get to a stage where obviously you've been a lot longer, me doing a lot better than me, Tony. But if when you get to a stage where you're consistently making a couple of $1,000 extra a month, you know, that can be life changing to a lot of people.
Yeah, and figures like that are achievable, James. They really are.
Yeah,
and absolutely. It is life-changing money for people. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but
you're not going to get that on day one. You need to build up and scale as you go along. You know, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah, and when you hear the kind of this guy makes 20,000 a month, or this guy makes 50,000 a month, or this guy makes 100,000 a month, those figures are not common in this place.
No, but they're James. The reality is that those people are spending huge amounts of money on paid traffic.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. And in the early days, you won't have the budget to do that. Because you won't be able to test the way you need to test. On paper, as I said earlier in the conversation, on paper, the basic mathematics, well, it's costing me this a click, the product's converting at that. So I'm putting 50 cents in, but I'm getting $1.50 out. That's the basic maths, but the reality is a lot different than that, okay? Yeah, yeah. And the main reason for that is because you're effectively sending people that don't know you from a paid ad to a product. There's no human connection there. And that's the difference. That's why you need to build an online presence, because then you're adding the human factor in. You're not sending them to a cold sales page. You're sending them to your blog where they can get to know you, build a relationship with you. You can capture their email so you can keep in touch with them. That's the longevity in affiliate marketing, yeah?
Can I ask?
Because you've added that human factor, the percentages go from there to there in them, the possibility of them buying from you and not from somebody else.
Because they know, like, and trust you, and I totally get that. What I was going to ask you, and again, I don't know if there's a one-size-fits-all question to this, but when our listeners, our viewers actually start building their little list, and obviously from little acorns grow mighty oaks, you know, and from having one or two subscribers and things like that, how often would you email those people on a regular basis? How often?
Well, you'll get varying opinions from varying marketers on this, from different marketers on this. My personal opinion, some would tell you mail them every day.
I know people that mail sometimes two and three times.
My personal opinion is that's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, two or three times a week, more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was curious to ask about that because
James, the exception to that is because, as you know, there's multiple launches all the time. Yeah, the exception to that would be if there's a product that's launching very close to another product I've already promoted.
Yeah,
that's exceptional, and I really don't want my audience to miss out on it. That would be the only exception.
Yeah, I get that, but again, every single week, as you know, there's maybe sometimes 5 to 10 different products launching per day. And again, that we know of on, like, maybe something like Munchai. Yeah. And if anybody doesn't know what Munchai is, Tony did mention it earlier on, it's munchai.com. And it is actually a launch calendar where you can go in and check all these things out. So that's munchai.com. And that's munchaye.com. And you can check all that out. But the reality is, not all of those products that launch every day are great. And again, I find it very hard to have a consistent flow of products that I'm happy promoting. So again, I'm very much in the same camp as you. Even if I don't have a product to promote this week or this I usually like to try and send out a value nugget. But again, I've spoke to other vendors, and when they offer free stuff, I think you've maybe one of the conversations, I don't know if it was with you, but sometimes, I don't know if it was our conversation, Tony, or somebody else, but when they send free offers out, free things to their list, they end up getting unsubscribes. Like, what the heck? You know, I'm getting something.
Yeah, I mean, that is the case. I think that was a conversation I had with you.
I thought that, and, but I wasn't 100%.
I wouldn't even mind, but what I was offering what I was offering for free was actually very valuable.
Yeah.
So it surprised me. But hey, you know, this is marketing, you know. But yeah, it's a bit of a bad day when you're offering something of real value for free and somebody unsubscribes. I don't quite get that.
How did that work?
You know, the other thing I would say is there is a myth out there about people, because we've already established that building a list is very important, especially for affiliate marketing, yet in the long term. That doesn't mean you can't give something away for free, guys. You know, like the Aweber offer that I mentioned a few moments ago. Because are we saying that people that subscribe that have got something for free don't buy anything? No, of course not. I mean, I get stuff for free all the time, but I buy stuff all the time. Yeah. So don't let people mislead you by saying that building a list of people that have got something for free is not worthwhile, because trust me, it really is.
Yeah. Do you feel, now, obviously, I don't have a free list. I've only got a buyer's list.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, do you see a major difference in conversion rates between the buyer's list and the free list? This will probably be the last question I ask you.
James, not really, to be honest. No, because as I say, just because somebody has had something initially for free doesn't mean they don't buy things. And I don't know where that
fact that they'd actually got their wallet and bought something from you before, there was a stronger connection from that list
as opposed to. I mean, you will see a difference, but it's not usually because they've bought, it's not because they paid money previously, it's because you've got that relationship with them, James.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. That was what I was kind of
usually when you're getting somebody on your list who's received something for free, you've not had that chance to build that relationship up with them then. That's where you're starting the relationship process.
Yeah.
So you'll probably find that people will either unsubscribe very quickly there, or they like the content you're starting to deliver to them, and they'll stick with you.
And then
when you promote in the future, they will start buying some of those offers, yeah.
Brilliant. I think this has been a great session, Tony. I know, obviously, last week's was a conversation that we had as well. And I hope our viewers and listeners realise that we do want to be giving you high-value content, and we will be having other people, we'll be having other people you can interview as well that potentially have got products. Some will probably not have products, but we'll have lots of different things here. But there is no, we're going to do 1 week this and 1 week that. We're going to try and give you the best value. And we certainly don't want to be bringing anybody on here to promote a product that we don't believe in either. So
no, not at all.
Something true here and really honest and given of us. Again, at the end of today, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add in, Tony.
I would just say to all the viewers, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time to watch the show today. But your comments, if the comments below the video, if you want to make one, are very important to us, because what that's going to do, if there's something we've discussed, you know, on this show today that you want us to expand on, we'll dedicate a full hour to that particular topic next time for you. Or, you know, one of the shows in the future. You know, for example, you may want us to expand on getting approved for affiliate offers, or building a bonus page, or the best PLR resources, or whatever. We're never going to be able to fit all of that, guys, and condense it into 45 minutes or an hour. So if they're topics that you want us to expand on, let us know in the comments below, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, obviously, from that point of view, we can screen share and we can actually go through things as demonstrations and tutorials.
Absolutely, yeah.
Without a problem. Obviously, for our fellow podcast people, if you're listening to what we're doing, then that might not be the best route for you on those ones. But again, we'll always stick the links in the show notes as well, so that you can actually come back when, if it's something that really interests you, you can listen to it on your drive to work or in the gym, and then obviously come back and absorb it even more on the video. And speaking of links, we'll probably put a few links in here. Again, we'll put a link to Munchai and some of the other topics that we've spoke about, some of those free offers, et cetera, because there is some really good tools out there. And I think sometimes not realizing that the tools are there or what they're all about, we can send you and show you some stuff there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, we always put our website link as well, James, don't we?
So, absolutely. Yeah.
What I would say to any of the viewers, if you go to our website, we're in the process of putting a subscribe form on there. So feel free to subscribe to our list. You know, we're here to serve you. We want to be delivering, as James said, the correct content. So by you being on that list, we know that you're from the show. So we'll make sure that we deliver, you know, the relevant content to you guys specifically. Yeah.
And not just that, Tony, they're actually going to learn the process of email marketing as well in that, because then they can learn from how we talk to our clients and our membership. And obviously, hopefully, I wouldn't say cloners, but at least get a kind of feel for how we carry our business forward and look after and nurture our subscribers, you know, because it's hugely important that you look after them and give of you and make that a personal experience for them, you know?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, we're here because we really want to. We've been through that journey, James, you know, me a bit longer than yourself, but we know the pros and the cons, and we know the pitfalls, we know the pros, the cons, and the pitfalls, don't we? And we're just trying to save our viewers some of that, you know, to having to go through some of those curves in the road, shall we say. Yeah,
the trial and error time that we're hoping to save you is going to be so valuable to you that I don't even know if you could put a price on it. And there we go, the phone's going. You know, it's as if someone knew that we were about to finish up.
What did we say about no distractions?
Yeah, I know, but like, you can't actually mute the landlines until obviously they ring. You know, it's typical,
isn't it? James, can I add one thing? The other benefit, guys, of going to our website and getting on our list is, when you do receive emails from us, if you've got any questions or you need any help with anything, we personally reply to our emails. So feel free to, you know, drop us an email and I'm not saying we'll do it within 5 minutes because we're both busy people, but we'll certainly respond to your questions. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, it's been a great session, Tony. Thanks again. Again, I love diving into your kind of your experience, and it's nice to see how sometimes your experience is slightly different from mine's, which gives our viewers, and obviously our listeners, a different perspective, but we always tend to kind of come back around to the kind of the ethical way of running our businesses. And I think that's so incredible for our guys going forward, because we don't want to have people come in and not dealing with it the right way, you know. So
no, I mean, hopefully, James, we're helping the viewers cut through a lot of the BS that's out there. And if we can save as many people as possible time and money, then the show's working as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. It'll be a great legacy for us going forward, knowing that we're saving people over the period. So absolutely, 100%.
And obviously, you know, giving people real education rather than myths, giving them the reality of the situation, you know?
Right, yeah. Big difference between education and shameless marketing. Anyway, amazing call. Thanks once again, Tony, for all your insights. Thank you, particularly our viewers. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, we really do, guys.
Big time. And we really look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Those 2IM Guys. See you later, guys. Take care now. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for joining Those 2IM Guys today. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to tune in next time for more interesting subjects, hints and tips on running your internet marketing business.